What's the team look like this year?
Well, I think we've got some good veteran leadership this year, and a good mix of young kids that have been playing all the way through Little League with the junior program. And so I think that's something to I'm anxious to see what that looks like on the field. But we've had some good practices. Obviously, the weather this year has really helped us a lot to be able to be on the field pretty much every day of the season so far. And field's in good shape, so that helps. And so, you know, we have big shoes to fill losing Colby Bell last year. But, you know, we went to tournament and didn't have him on our squad last year. So we've already kind of had to play without him going into this season. And so I'm looking forward to seeing some of our juniors and seniors step up. Stu Kahn's just bigger and stronger this year, a good athlete, had a great basketball season. And that, you know, that ability to come out and perform and really work hard is a valuable thing. So I'm looking forward to see him on the mound this year. His arm seems really strong. Ethan Briner's veteran leadership, and hopefully his bat will really carry him this year. And Shell Whitstock against a senior, his arm is really strong this year. So looking forward to seeing what those guys can do. Chauncey Sandhofer just gotten bigger and stronger this year. He's faster, and his arm is stronger than it's ever been as a senior this year. I'm putting a lot of time in the cage this year, so hopefully a lot of good stuff will come from that. And then you mix in there some of the younger kids, you know, some of the freshman sophomore that we have, Loud Sandhofer and Chase Lockhart, putting a lot of time in. We have the File twins back this year, Mike and Ethan File, and they didn't play last year. They played their freshman year, but they had some injuries that they had to deal with last year. So just looking forward to seeing all that. And then some kids that I haven't really spent a lot of time with playing this year. You know, we've got Kobe Pennington, who didn't play the whole season for us last year, so looking forward to seeing what he can do. Mark Neider for a sophomore. I mean, just a lot of good young kids. And
who else?
We're looking at another sophomore, Josh Tinas, who's going to be kind of a utility player. He'll be able to play first base for us, pitch for us, and play center field. He's put a lot of time into the batting cage, and he's just a hard-working player in practice. He really works hard and gets after everything that he can and chases the ball down even if he doesn't catch it, makes diving plays, kind of a kid you want to have on the field behind you as a pitcher. So, and we also have a couple managers, seniors, Kelly Engel and Catherine Cardenas, that are really a lot of help this year up at the field because we don't have a lot of coaches. So they're helping with our pitching machines. We actually have a pitching machine we use on the field for defensive work, and that enables me to get out in the field and work with the kids while they're popping the ball up or whatever. So that's really a positive thing for us.
So it sounds like you have a few more numbers this year at least.
We have potentially 13 right now, and I think this is actually going to be the smallest team we have for the next 5 years. I think our numbers are going to really grow. We'll lose the three seniors this year, and we have potentially a net gain of 5 to 7 kids next year. So, and I think it's that way pretty much from projecting clear down into the next year's fifth grade. It looks like we're going to have big numbers coming through, which will be a lot of fun to finally have you know, kids that can play multiple positions and not have to just put a kid there and teach them how to play it. So
as it is, you're looking at home series against Thunder Mountain, Ketchikan, I think, and then the Region 5 tournament is here too, right?
Yeah, we get the last weekend in April. We'll play Ketchikan here. We're not quite sure the schedule's looking like. That might be a Wednesday-Thursday game because they got to get back for prom. And then we'll play Thunder Mountain the following week. And then a couple weeks later, we'll go to Sitka and then host the regional tournament. A lot of work being done up at the ball field for that tournament, plus the Little League's hoping to host a couple tournaments this year. So we're always looking for if anybody's out there wants to help. I think we're going to have a work party to get some stuff done. We got to work on our mound and a lot of little things that we want to get done. We'll put a public service announcement out there if anybody wants to come up and might be shoveling or raking or painting or whatever we need to get done. But a lot of work that needs to get done now that the Little League and high school are taking care of that. So,
well, that's cool that there's a lot of chance to see games here locally this year.
Yeah, we're real excited. You know, the Little League numbers are huge this year. Like I said, they're potentially hosting two tournaments, our tournament. And if we can get Wrangell to come here, that's even another weekend for us. So we're really excited about all the possibilities there.
Okay. What's practice been like? Hitting the batting cage a lot this year? Or?
Yeah. The old skateboard park has really been good for us. We're able to hit pretty much every day. And we were only forced inside 4 times this year so far. And, of course, the field. We've been able to be on the field. So We're working a lot on defense for a good portion of the practice, and then we move on and work with our bats up in the cage. And then over the next week and a half or so, we'll start really working on what that looks like offensively and defensively for us on the field as far as the strategies go.